This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The BBC, or British Broadcasting Corporation, says embattled Prime Minister Boris Johnson has agreed to resign following days of defections that crippled the controversial leader and left him unable to govern. His Downing Street office said Johnson would make a statement to the country later. Cabinet Officer Minister Michael Ellis told the UK Parliament the government and civil service would continue to function.
The business of the House of Commons will continue, and there are ministers to continue in place. I cannot preempt the Prime Minister's statement, but I've spoken to the Cabinet Secretary today, and government and civil service will continue to function in their public duty.
Johnson's resignation Thursday came after a flurry of cabinet ministers resigned from his government this week, including Education Secretary Michelle Donnellan. Donnellan resigned early Thursday, just 2 days after Johnson appointed her to the post. Insiders say Johnson finally agreed to step down after one of his closest allies, Treasury Chief Nadeem Zahawi, told the Prime Minister to resign for the good of the country. The Prime Minister has been under pressure to resign after apologizing for appointing Conservative lawmaker Chris Pincher to a key party post, despite allegations Pincher groped two men at a private club in London while intoxicated. Officials at 10 Downing Street, the Prime Minister's official residence, initially said Johnson did not know about the allegations surrounding Pincher, but later acknowledged he had been told about previous accusations against the lawmaker in 2019. The latest scandal comes just weeks after Johnson survived a no-confidence vote within his Conservative Party after he received a police fine for violating his own COVID-19 lockdown rules. This is VOA News. A new United Nations report says soaring food and energy prices resulting from Russia's invasion of Ukraine has pushed an additional 71 million people in the world's poorest countries into extreme poverty. The UN Development Program said Thursday that an estimated 51.6 million more people fell into poverty in the first 3 months after the war. The report says some of the hardest hit countries include Argentina, Egypt, Haiti, Kenya, Iraq, the Philippines, Rwanda, Sudan, Sri Lanka, and Uzbekistan. The UNDP report comes a day after the head of the UN Food Agency warned a spike in food and energy prices sparked by the war in Ukraine is threatening to push countries around the world into famine. World Food Program Executive Director David Beasley told a high-level UN meeting Wednesday the result will be global destabilization, starvation, and mass migration on an unprecedented scale. In the United States, a handful of states are moving to protect women seeking an abortion in the aftermath of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to strike down the landmark 1973 decision that legalized abortion. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Less than 2 weeks after the U.S. Supreme Court upended abortion rights nationwide, there's a scramble among left-leaning states to provide abortion services and protections for women who are denied elsewhere. In North Carolina Wednesday, Democratic Governor Roy Cooper signed an executive order to protect abortion providers and patients from extradition to states where abortion is now banned.
I will never back down when women's health is on the line.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis signed a similar order, as did the governors of Rhode Island and Maine late Tuesday. But in Mississippi, the Jackson Women's Health Organization closed its doors Wednesday. Starkville resident Amanda Black.
As backwards as Mississippi can be sometimes, we're lucky enough to be open for 10 more days.
Known as the Pink House, it was the only abortion clinic in the Magnolia State. I'm Mike Rossio.
The trial of U.S. women's basketball star Brittany Griner resumes Thursday in Russia. She was arrested in February after vape canisters with cannabis oil allegedly were found in her luggage. She's been in custody since her arrest. She faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted of large-scale transportation of drugs. Several hundred fans gathered in the U.S. city of Phoenix, Arizona Wednesday night for a public rally in support of Griner, who plays for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury franchise. And recapping our top story, the BBC says embattled Prime Minister Boris Johnson has agreed to resign following days of defections. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.